The wonderful Beck Madden from The Footy Show joins us.
Oh, and how good to see you too. Australian Ninja, we're going to get to that shortly. Yeah. Ninja Warrior. Hey, Beck.
Hey.
Nice to see you.
Hi. So lovely to see you, James.
What's been and what about
not
me?
You. I'm bored of you, Bill.
Oh, good stuff.
Seriously.
Now, how are you, Beck? All right, everything going well? You're still looking marvellous. How do you do it?
How do I do what?
Still looking marvellous.
I just get up, brush my teeth, brush my hair, put on some clothes and off I go.
What have you done today? Because, gee, you're a busy woman.
usually Friday I do sweet FA, but...
You haven't been to the gym for a while.
Today, I no, I haven't been to the gym. How do you know all this personal stuff? Stop
well,
it.
We go to the same gym and
yeah,
they
look
say...
Look at us, fine specimens. Let's not do a plug for them because no one will be going to the gym. Look at us.
Well, they're moving too. They're moving too good. But yeah, you haven't been there for a while, but you've been to a luncheon.
I have. We had a conference, actually. It was an AFLW women's conference called Trailblazers and Game Changers. And I was hosting that today.
Are Geelong going to get a team?
Yeah, a couple of years.
Please, I know. Yes, I hope we can.
They got a VFL team, Jim.
I think we've made 3 submissions.
Yeah, right. Well, they're cherry right now. You got the new bloody stand and the ground's amazing. And
they've got their own change rooms. They're phenomenal.
Exactly. It's all VFL team's going well.
I think they lost last weekend, but they've been going well. Are they 3-3? I think they might be 3-3.
All right, and you'd be happy with the seniors.
Very happy. Well, yes, very happy with this. It was a bit of an ugly game on the weekend.
Doesn't matter.
Take the win.
Winning's winning.
Doesn't matter, does it?
Did
pretty ugly. Who cares?
Run into Cremorne Brownless, our man who just basically stood up there and abused everyone for being too slow and not good enough until suddenly they won.
And then what happened?
Then he went to the Cremorne and got himself faceless.
I did. I haven't seen you down the Cremorne.
No.
Why?
I've been at the Cremorne. I've got other things to do, Bill.
Your mum likes to get in there. I see her in there a bit, drinking my best champagne.
No. My mum doesn't go to the Cremorne. But funnily enough, you won't know this, James, my mum actually grew up in the Cremorne.
No.
Her grandparents actually owned the pub.
Really?
So, yes. Isn't that weird?
It is, yes. So connection there, Jim.
There is a connection.
There is a connection.
Unfortunately, there's a connection.
She used to play netball at the netball courts right next to Simmons Stadium.
Yeah.
And then... put on a 16 duffel coat and come over and watch the Cats.
16. I did not.
You did, Beck.
I did play netball, but I didn't put on 16.
Now, I see my great man, the Enforzel, just eased an apology out on air last night. How's he going, the great man, please?
Oh, he's all right, but it's become a bit of a sport these days, bashing us, which is not very funny. Well, everyone's piling on in, but, you know, that's all right.
It was always...
We're tough, we're strong.
Yes, it was always something that people loved to do.
It's a bit of a sport.
But he's going all right, the old boy?
Yes, he's still alive and kicking, I believe. I saw him last night. I think he's still all right today.
He's a bit cranky, wasn't he? I think he's fed up with everything too because it weighs on his shoulders. You know, he pretends it doesn't affect him. But having a little chat to him last night, and he was a bit emotional last night.
What about Bill? So I'm trying to have a private chat with Sam in the dressing room, which I do on occasions. And Bill just bowls in and goes, "Hey, what's going on in here?" I hadn't started the chat yet. And I'm just looking at Bill. I'm like,
get out.
Get out. Yeah, and he's just like, "What's going on?" I'm like, "Well, nothing now that you walked in, Bill."
You just didn't read the playbook.
No, I did.
Absolutely no idea.
And then because I wanted to have a man-to-man chat to him.
I wanted to have a man-to-man chat.
Well, you're going to have a girl-to-man chat.
Yeah.
We're feeling sorry for a bit. For the Foss, because he does need a hug now and then, doesn't he, Beck? And
everyone needs a hug now and then.
Exactly. Now, tell us, Australian Ninja Warrior is coming up, this looks unbelievable. Yourself, Ben Fordham, Freddie Flintoff, 9th of July.
Yeah, Sunday.
And it's huge. And I know a bit about this stuff, Beck, of course, because Josh Lawson and I put Wipeout together.
Wipeout.
About 10 years ago. Very similar type of thing.
It was
a ratings bonanza at the time.
Can I, unfortunately, just distance myself from the show called Wipeout?
Are you joking me? It still runs around.
It does.
Repeats every afternoon.
Interestingly, Josh Lawson's one of the great blokes, and when he came to town last time, he came in here, and funnily enough, Beck didn't want to talk about it.
No.
I thought it was weird.
Australian Warrior, as you said, starts July 9. It was so much fun filming this because it's essentially a new sport.
Yep.
It's a new sport for Australia, and we know that Aussies love sport. It was phenomenal. The set, everybody is semi-familiar with the franchise because it's a huge franchise overseas. It's done 8 seasons in the States, all across Europe, started in Japan. So this set is from the States. It's the original set. So they shipped it all over, constructed it all, and it is phenomenal. You know how sometimes with TV sets they look a bit dinky when you see them in real life?
Yes.
Well, this is almost the opposite. It is phenomenal on TV, but even bigger and better in real life.
And built on an island in Sydney.
Yeah. Ninja Island, we like to call it.
Oh, we call it Ninja.
But there's on an island, absolutely.
17 obstacles in it, yeah?
All up, yeah.
All up.
Yep.
And the hardest one is the last one?
How do you say that, Bill?
Mount
you say it?
Moriwa.
Midoriyama.
Midoriyama.
Midoriyama. So that is the final obstacle in the grand final, but you have to do a hell of a lot to get to that point.
Wowee. And is it true that in the whole history, world history of ninja, there's only 6 or 7 that have completed the course?
Gone up Mount Midoriyama in a specified time, correct.
How many? Six,
seven,
is it?
Seven, I think.
Seven?
Yeah.
That is unbelievable.
Can I see you've released Adam Cooney as a contestant, of
we
course,
have.
Brownlow medalist. Tim Robarts.
Yes.
Former original bachelor. Of course. And that's a man, Beck, Tim Robarts. Oh. I was at a bar in Bali, a beach bar, about 2 years ago.
Made you feel bad about yourself?
Beck, I'm parked there on a Lilo, yeah. All right?
Pink and, Lilo and your pink boardies.
And as yep. you know better than anyone, I bring a fair bit to the table.
And you're
visually.
Magnificent.
So I'm sitting there thinking to myself, righto, things are going all right.
You're
and then
great.
This bloke turns up. And seriously, what he did was the one-hand peel, you know, where he just took the vest off with one hand, like the singlet, and out came 40 abs and all those things underneath his arms. And I just said, bugger off.
Yeah.
The rest of us now don't feel like being
that's
here.
That's not fair. Well, don't ever come to Ninja Island, because that's exactly what you see.
Crumbs.
I know. There are that many people with their shirts walking off, but same course for men and females.
Same.
Same.
And out of those 6 or 7 that have completed, only the completed, no females?
No.
So what does that say? Not as strong, Beck?
Well, no, but you'll find watching this show that some of the obstacles suit the females and some of the obstacles suit the men.
You've got to watch
because
it.
Because some of the men are heavy.
Well, yeah. And 250 contestants overall.
Yep.
And they've all gone through it.
Yeah.
Can you tell us?
Oh, yeah, Bill. I'm going to tell you.
Well, just
watch,
us.
Watch
we're all
the show,
mates.
Bill. It's on the 9th
Sunday
of
week,
July.
Tim.
Yes, exactly right. Co-hosted by Ben Fordham, of course, and Freddie Flintoff.
Freddie.
Now, Freddie Flintoff's a very, very entertaining man.
Oh,
he can't help but be entertaining.
Yeah.
He's so funny. Mm. I mean, he's great on the show, but you only can actually understand every third word.
Yes.
But he's funny all the same.
Yep.
No, he's great.
And he just doesn't care. That's what's beautiful about him.
You know how he's got a reputation of being a bit of a lad?
Mm-hmm.
You know he doesn't drink or anything anymore.
Oh, amazing.
He's super fit and doesn't drink.
Took up boxing. He had to go actually have a fight in the ring and train for that.
Yeah, and now he's a big
good man.
Cycler and spin person, whatever
silly.
They do.
That's no good.
Yeah,
that,
that's no good.
So it's Australian Ninja Warrior. It's on Sunday week. We're looking forward to it because they all go through their paces and you won't tell us if anyone gets through, but look forward
to
it.
Well, I can't. Well, the fascinating thing is that the thing that you see when someone's at the starting box, it's human nature to make a judgment, right?
Yes. Yep.
You look at this person and you say, right, like, look at those muscles rippling. They're going to be fantastic.
This is what you're saying, special comment.
This is what I'm saying in my head, not out loud. Oh, look at those abs.
Yeah.
But it's the funny, they're the ones that fall off on the second obstacle. Mm. Someone who just stands in there in their board shorts and their daggy t-shirt
fatty.
And you can't, no, not quite
no,
a fatty.
No, they're but never normally fatty.
No, a little, like maybe a little bit slight. You think, what, they're not going to go in and they blitz the course.
So is it the idea to get through quick? Because if you slow down a bit, is that where you struggle?
In the heats, there's no specific time limit, but further on you get into the competition, it's furthest fastest.
Furthest fastest.
Furthest
what, speaking of that last night, wasn't it good to see Rory win $50,000?
Oh, yes.
But then I reckon
went to a tie
you
break.
Forgot about poor old Dylan who was sitting there over there on your own. I reckon you had a quick chat, did you, and say, we better look after him here.
What do you mean?
Well, because Rory won. Everyone's gone to Rory. And the camera went to Dylan.
Oh,
he's sitting
here. I didn't even notice
poor
that. There's a
Dill.
Lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, that was good. That was a tiebreaker.
Yeah, but he got $5,000.
Yeah,
that's nothing to sneeze at.
And Rory won 50 last night on the
50.
Footy Smarts.
Don't you love when you people win and then you go, what are you going to do with the money? And their great answer is, Dunno.
You're
like,
come on, mate.
Well, what I've noticed, Beck, is you're pushing our man Ratings Brownless more and more into the late Wednesday night shows.
And onto the table. Have you noticed him is a lot on the table
it's
down
almost,
the front?
It's table interview Brownless, so, which I like.
You like it?
To be brutally honest. Yeah, I think you're using him at what he's best at.
And, you know, I'm in the back pocket, Jim. You know what I mean? Next spot.
Next spot.
Yeah, out.
Over the fence.
No. Yes, come on, Bill.
I should
we
be
need
sitting
you.
Up next to you, Beck.
Wait, you reckon?
Probably not. Now, what's going on with Danger and Sam, too?
Yes.
What's you're a good mate of Danger's.
They
you live
little,
next door.
They had a fracas, didn't
they? Had a
they?
Tiff.
They did a little tiff.
Yeah.
That's all right, though.
They sorted it out.
Well, Danger had a go at Sam, and Sam had a go back. That's fair enough.
Which
and then I think Danger's had a go back.
Which side are you on here? Because
so we're 2-1,
aren't we? You're very close with Danger, and Sam, you work with him very close.
Mm.
So which side of the...
No sides. I find the whole thing quite amusing.
Well, what you do is the next Thursday, or the one after, whenever you can do it, you get them both on, and you dim the lights.
Yes.
You're very
you
dramatic,
just
David.
Let them go.
I like it.
Out of their way.
Yeah.
You like it?
Who'd win?
Doing what?
Verbal.
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 Sam.
Yeah. Yeah, he probably wouldn't.
Yeah, but I'd like to see it. And just no one says anything until they sort it out.
I tell you what else was good. Damien Barrett went to the Gold Coast on Monday in a very nice interview with Brent Staker and Barry Hall. First time they've been in the room together.
You're calling Damien Barrett Dr. Phil now. That's my new name for him. He gets everybody together and works stuff out.
Yep. Yes.
But it was, wasn't it?
It was good. And even Staker just closed the computer. He'd had enough. They showed the replay a couple of times and he just got his hand.
Do you know what? It was interesting to see the both of them were really uncomfortable watching that viewing in the presence of each other. Yeah. Obviously.
And I don't blame Barry Hall for being uncomfortable because it was appalling what happened.
He said that.
It's the last time it has happened too, which is a great indication of how far our game's come. Yeah. There's no one been king hit. But, in footy since then.
No, but those two men now feel, I think, a lot better about themselves, which is good, and a lot better about life, and that sort of thing is good for footy too.
Agreed. Mm. No, totally
agree. He's matured a lot. He's had the kid now, hasn't he, Barry? Mm-hmm. He's a father. Mm-hmm. It's marvellous how mature we get when we become parents, Beck.
What happened to you, Bill?
Yeah, exactly. What did happen, Bill?
Yeah, that is fair. How are you going with your boyfriend? All going well? With husband. Husband. Well, I didn't get invited to the wedding, so I didn't even know you were married.
Oh, yeah, So, my lovely husband, Trent, is very well, thank you.
Good Geelong supporter, loves his surfing.
He's converted. Man, he's a converted.
Has the development next door finished, or do you still got the jackhammers? And the...
Oh, would you believe? So, I've had a big apartment building that was supposed to take 18 months, take about 4 years to complete, but they are complete, which is fantastic.
Nice.
Would you believe? On the other side of me, a lovely man has bought two blocks and he is now completely demolishing the houses and building again. Wow. And then, you won't believe this, the other house that's right beside me, they've decided to put an extension garage rumpus room on the back.
So you're going to have another 3 years of jackhammers. Isn't it a nightmare?
And
7
I work nights now. Yes. It didn't used to bother me because I was breakfast, so I was gone before anybody else was up. But now I work nighttime and I'm like, and then the garbage truck. Don't get me started. It gets me really angry and really mad.
Are you sliding around to see the boys at the Pound, my favourite coffee shop in South Yarra? Yeah. Do you go and see them?
Yeah,
beautiful.
Absolutely. Elle and
Marino.
Marino.
Geez, they make a beautiful coffee
too. Don't they?
Yeah, expensive.
Bill,
it's not expensive.
You're talking expensive.
It's normal.
It's just 7-Eleven at $2.
Seven. You don't drink coffee at 7-Eleven, do you?
Is that where I dropped you home and I stayed that time with you? Your house?
No, you kindly offered me a ride home after the show.
What happened on the way home?
Oh, we got, I was going to say we got drug tested. We didn't get drug tested. We got booze, what's it called?
Booze bust.
Yeah, booze bust. And Bill pulls up and he's all hilarious, you know, sort of acting like he's drunk just to make a scene. I'm like, would you just calm down? Yeah. And then he's in the driver's seat. I'm in the passenger, obviously. And he's like, don't worry about my wife. She's.
Test my wife.
One, I am not his wife. And two, I have not been drinking. And you just wanted us to be put in the booze bus.
I want us to be on the front page of the paper, piss into a jar.
Seriously.
Even though you hadn't had a drink.
That would have got us some ratings.
To be in the bus together.
Oh, and Sam would have come in to give us a character reference. They would have thrown him in.
Yeah, no.
Could have done the show from there.
We should have got Malcolm Turnbull in. We should have got him in to give us a character reference.
Yeah. Beck, you're flying. You do a magnificent job on the footy show. You will do a magnificent job on the Australian Ninja Warrior. It starts on the 9th of July, Sunday, of course, 7 p.m. Get stuck into that. Great seeing you.
Oh, so great seeing you too.
See you, Becca.
Bye.